Welcome back in hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic. Intern Nick here with us as well on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Go back to the text line. Steven texting in says, I'm so happy when they destroyed the Georgia Dome. I went 1-3 attending football games, lost two Vol SEC championships and a Super Bowl. The only win was against the pathetic Falcons. Good riddance. This coming from Steven on the text line. Steven, not a big fan of the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, there's a couple tough Tennessee days in that venue.
William from Madison texting in says, you need a dome stadium just for concerts. I was thinking about that Garth Brooks concert last year where it got rained out. We literally were just talking about that.
PTSD. Robbie and I PTSD from that still.
Yeah. Garth Brooks coming there. Doesn't matter. No lightning's gonna mess up those plans. You got a roof.
How about the traffic beforehand?
Oh, boy.
2 hours for 1 mile.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, that's going to still be an issue. Gosh, I'll tell you another thing, though. I love concerts outside so much more than inside. But
with the retractable roof? Open the roof.
Well, if it's retractable, yeah. I don't know, man. I have my doubts that it's going to be retractable, but yeah. Who knows?
Would you like a just straight-up dome here?
Well, look, I like the retractable idea. I like the idea of being able to do that and using it, you know?
Yeah. It's very expensive. The retractable part of it is very expensive.
Yeah. Connor, at Ohio-born Horn, also known in my family as Uncle Connor, if you build it with a roof, WrestleMania will come. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
What event would you look forward to the most? If the Titans build a stadium, they get a roof of some kind, whether it's retractable or not. What event would you look forward to the most?
I don't have confirmation on this, but I believe the Super Bowl happens even if it's an outdoor place. Okay. So I'm going to set that aside. And the Super Bowl would be huge, obviously. Nashville gets the Super Bowl. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. So. And I say that it's the most watched single event, you know, the World Cup.
But the World Cup, people don't come after you.
Yeah, but as far as a one-time event and viewership around the world, it's the biggest sporting event in the world.
Yes.
But I would probably say, you know, I'd say the Final Four. I mean, the Final Four here, you know, because you've got, I mean, it is, it's like the Super Bowl. It's kind of a week celebration and, probably just my own, you know, college basketball bias would probably be.
I knew you'd
part of that too, but I love the idea of the SEC championship game or a college football national championship game here. I mean that's
mine.
Pretty good
college football national title. Bring it on! I'd be there.
I think the only thing with those is like, you know, it's like a Monday night, and it's so basically you have the weekend, and then you have the game on a Monday night.
Yeah,
but so it's like the Final Four. You get a little bit more. You know, you kind of have the week leading up, and you have, you know. But regardless, yeah, that would also be very good.
I just want you guys to think of Nashville Final Four college basketball, the one shining moment video. Just how incredible!
Yeah, well, be pretty awesome.
I thought you were going to say.
I thought something
was Kentucky. Yeah, John Calipari cutting
the nets down.
And Kentucky wins in Nashville.
There you go.
And I will forever have bragging rights.
Yeah. Gotta get past Rick Barnes first.
Maybe Rick Barnes. How many natties? North Tennessee is right here.
Maybe so.
Right here in Nashville.
That's all it takes. Build a new stadium.
Hey, maybe Vandy if we're going there with Tennessee.
Yeah, maybe
Vandy
so.
Wins.
Maybe so. Devin from Dover texting in says, as long as we can get Coliseum back in the name of the new stadium, it sounds so much better. Nissan Coliseum. I agree. Coliseum is much more intimidating than just stadium. I miss the days of the Coliseum. There was a time where it was just called the Coliseum, because there was no sponsor.
well, what sponsor? You know, because it's going to be called. It's going to be called. Obviously, the sponsor name. What sponsor goes well with Coliseum?
The Cracker Barrel Coliseum.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh, Robbie would lose his mind.
I don't know if Cracker Barrel's got the financial portfolio for that. Maybe they do. I don't know.
What if? I mean, there's like Cracker Barrel, concession stands all over the place.
Man.
Holy cow!
Well, I would never watch the
game. Get your biscuits. Yeah. Probably be in line the whole game.
I'm up there. Let me know what happens.
A cheesy little store. You buy some, you know. Yeah. What can you get in there? We bought some stuff in there.
The little games. You want in there. The pokey games. You know what? Each table?
Yeah. I love those games. Those are the tables.
Get anything you want in there.
Yeah.
They got you covered.
Kites. Stuff.
Kites.
Balloons.
You go buy a lot of kites.
Like 70s type stuff. Coffee mugs.
I'm thinking about the different events that could come here. You know, at this point, the 2026 World Cup probably is not happening. I don't know. Like, I don't know how quick they could get the stadium built, so I don't know. But they've got to make a decision before then too, right?
Yeah.
In terms of FIFA. Like, they got to make a decision.
Yeah, they're going to make a decision pretty soon. And, right. Again, I mean, I got the sense – And again, they just haven't given off a lot of information. They're very close to the vest. But the sense I got was they were hopeful, you know, that there were going to be these renovations in the stadium and that could really help. Because, look, again, it's the same thing that along with everything else we've been talking about. As an event city, we've compared this to Atlanta. This place blows Atlanta away in terms of what you have around what you have around the venue. It's not even close. Indy is the best comparison. It's better than Indy too. So that's why Nashville could rise up and upset some of these cities. But then if you have this stadium uncertainty, I don't know. Without knowing the timeline, unless FIFA could be given. Here's the timeline. This is exactly what it's going to be. It's going to work out great. But 2026 is coming fast.
Yeah.
Which is scary to say, but it's true.
Yes, it is. I don't know. I mean, I just think about that. I mean, WrestleMania, you talk about a crowd, there'll be a lot of people here for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of people here for WrestleMania. There's so many different things you could do with it. Michelle, I assume your event would be the Final Four as well, that you would look forward to the most?
Yeah, mine would be the Final Four. But also, I was just talking to Nick. They got the World Cup. That would be pretty insane.
It would be.
So World Cup is right up there for me. I'm not a huge international soccer fan, but I think that experiencing something like that would just be pretty incredible. But yeah, Final Four, just because basketball is my favorite sport.
Yeah.
No, the World Cup would be incredible if the World Cup could come here. Now, look, you know, next time it's in the United States, it'd probably be like if this happens then down the road. But now, you know, you're talking well down the road. It was always going to be a race to try to be good enough. And look, I don't know. Maybe FIFA's like, the city's good enough. I mean, as an event city, this is great. We want this to be part of the experience. The stadium doesn't match up with a lot of the other ones, but the experience of the city is good enough. I don't know. I mean, they were supposed to announce a timeline last year, or they were supposed to announce their city last year.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Well, and they visited this fall.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
They've been here a few times. They've been to all of them a few times. So I don't know. I'm going to try to actually find out during the show what's the deal with that is.
Josh texting in says, the Olympics, baby. Get the Olympics in here to Nashville.
Well,
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know how feasible that is.
Yeah, that's...
Well, the thing is, like, for the stadium itself, like, what are you using the stadium for Olympics-wise?
Well, the stadium would be, I mean, that would be the track and field.
Yeah.
But there's just so many venues that are required for Olympic Games.
Yeah.
And that's, a lot of venues that are built, like, you know, London, okay? That was all over the city. They have all kinds of different venues, and including, you know, like Wimbledon for the tennis. I mean, they have a lot. You know, L.A., like places like that have so many options.
People be heading to Knoxville.
Well,
I mean, honestly, you may, or Memphis, like,
well,
you know.
Well, like when they had
the Tennessee Olympics.
When they had the Olympics in Atlanta, part of it was in Tennessee. It was over by the Ocoee,
right.
Out east.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I say that to say it's spread out all over the place. Like, you got to have a lot of room.
Yeah. Someday.
Go kayaking down the Cumberland River. Just pumping it right along out there.
I just want to know where the breakdancing will be. That's the key question.
Is that now an Olympic sport?
It's coming, man.
I think it is. Be some good stuff. Joe Rexroth out there representing Team USA breakdancing.
No, but I could be a judge, right? I could be a breakdancing judge.
Or a ref. I don't know if they would need a ref, but.
That's yeah.
Yeah, can you break rules? Break dancing?
Yeah, it'll be an Olympic sport in 2024, just so everybody knows. So, jeez, it's pretty exciting.
What a time we live
40 years after I embraced it with my piece of cardboard.
Ben from Cumberland City texting in says, I'm not even a Titans fan, but looking at all these new stadiums, they would need to go big in comparison to L.A. and Las Vegas and Dallas. In essence, make the stadium the attraction. It's its own experience. This coming from Ben from Cumberland City.
Need to go big for what?
I guess to make the stadium the attraction.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be real surprised because I don't get the sense that Amy Armstrong is about to go stand Kroenke and say, whatever, billions after billions, let's go.
You're going to make SoFi look like a trash heap out there?
Yeah. No, it's – I mean, look, it will be an attraction. If you build a $1.5 billion stadium, it will be an attraction. But it's not going to compare to some of these monstrosities, I would not guess.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the new Titan Stadium idea that was tossed out there yesterday. Do you think it's a good idea? What do you think about the idea of the Titans building a brand new stadium? 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Celebrate Pecorine's retirement with the Preds Foundation. The Pecorine Retirement Celebration presented by King Jewelers and Grand Hyatt takes place Wednesday, February 23rd at the Grand Hyatt in Nashville. This once-in-a-lifetime event gives Smashville the exclusive opportunity to hear stories and memories of Pekka's decorated career. Secure your spot at NashvillePredators.com/Pekka Lunch. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking about the idea of the new Titan Stadium that could be a part of the Titans' future here pretty soon. Nate Rao of Axios Nashville put out there yesterday that the idea of a new stadium being seriously considered by the Titans and by the city after the initial plans of renovation, where the cost was going to be around $600 million, they thought, turned out to maybe be double that. So now the Titans and the city are kicking around the idea of, hey, would it make more sense just to build a new stadium rather than to go the renovation route? Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We got a texture that says, the NFL would love us building a dome stadium. They know we can throw a huge party. We don't have to outdo SoFi to get big events like the Super Bowl, and that seems to be the end goal here. This is coming from a texter on the text line.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, the Titans knew that they had to do something. You know, the stadium has fallen pretty far behind. That's just, I mean, we've talked already this show about newer stadiums, some of the ridiculous ones, but just even in general, you're talking about more amenities. You're talking about smaller, for the most part, capacities, and just modernizing everything. You're trying. I mean, it is not easy to get people to come out. It's harder than it's ever been to get people to come out to sporting events.
Better have a lot of phone charger plugs in this new stadium.
That's a good idea.
I'm serious.
Absolutely
serious.
Perfect Wi-Fi for everybody.
Yeah.
That. You know, and as someone texted earlier, I love what Arthur Blank did with concessions in Atlanta. But so it's not just, you know, for the city to get stuff. It's the Titans had to do something. So the idea, as Amy Adams Strunk made clear many, many times over the last few years, the idea was to kind of she has mentioned Hard Rock model, and I like that place. That's a nice place. I like what they've done to that place. So then they get into the guts of these things and the infrastructure, and I mean down to the studs. Basically, it's like it's going to be so expensive because this place is so old and you have so many things that are outdated that now you're over a billion. Well, if you're over a billion, Minnesota's stadium was built for 1.1, which is a heck of a cost even in 2016. But
yeah.
But you get over a billion, it's like, okay, then why not just build a new thing? And then now the city is like, you know, imagine the possibilities. Nashville's reputation as a place that puts on a great event and just the way it's set up and everything, if you have a venue for things, you will get all those things.
Well, you're talking about opening the door to, you know, a sports menu that we've not had here before. I mean, you've done the NHL draft. The NHL draft was like the first kind of somewhat big thing they did here, although the NHL draft is not compared to the NFL draft.
So women's Final Four has been here.
Yeah.
NHL draft. Those are pretty cool. Women's Final Four was a year or two before that?
I think so.
Am I right about that?
Yeah. And then the NHL draft was in 2003, which, by the way, great draft. And then the All-Star game was here. Obviously, the NFL draft was here. There's a lot of cool things that have come here. International soccer games that have come here. But you're opening a door to the biggest events in the world coming here if you do this. And right now, that just hasn't happened here yet in the city. Although, I mean, you could put the NFL draft in there, but it's a different type event.
Well, that's just really recently, all of a sudden, it's become this incredible event. And it was. It was amazing here.
Yeah.
And you couldn't – it's just – I mean, some of this is probably just good luck. I mean, like, certainly there's foresight and planning, but also it's just the way the city's laid out.
Yep.
That's why, I mean, tell me the NHL or NBA arena that has a better, situation around it than Bridgestone.
It's hard to find.
And now imagine not only this new stadium and the events, but also the development that is planned around that. Now you have another place, you connect it all, and you can have a lot of economic impact. That is for sure.
Andrew texting in says, can we get the NFL Combine? It's coming from Andrew on the text line.
That's funny, Andrew. I actually was thinking about that. And I would say probably yeah. Obviously, Indy has had it. Again, I like it in Indy. And why do I like it in Indy? Because you can walk around the whole city. And any event in Indy is great because it's just everything. It's a big enough city, but it has the small town feel where everything's walkable. And, they do everything at Lucas Oil. I don't see why you couldn't have basically the same setup here. They use their convention center. I would think that the Music City Center could work perfectly for all the combine interviews and media stuff and all that, everything. So I would say absolutely, because they already want, the NFL is looking to start moving that. I mean, look, I was upset when they wanted to move it from Indy because it's like, don't put it like in L.A. or something, but they're looking to move that and make that a big deal too, and so Nashville would certainly be on the list.
I got a texture that says, how much could the Titans get from the NFL stadium pool to help with the expense? It's coming from an unnamed texter on the text line. I don't know the exact answer to that, but that's going to be, and Andrew texting back in, what else can we take from Indy? Just taking everything from Indy.
Well, we have NASCAR coming.
Yeah, just get it all. Bring it back in here.
Well, I mean, so again, if you go to the Final Four, and people say, look, anybody, especially college hoops media, I mean, I would say 80% of college hoops media, I feel comfortable saying this, if they had a vote, they would just do the Final Four in Indy every year.
Yep.
But if this place could do it, I think there'd be some minds changed by that, and I think we could get into the same kind of rotation Indy has with the Final Four.
In terms of the cost of this, that's going to be the big question. Like, what does the cost end up being? How much of this cost maybe affects the taxpayers? I mean, the goal would be to not really affect that much at all, and for the Titans to do a lot of this. But I don't know. Sometimes that's able to be worked out. Sometimes it's not. That would be, and I think is, if you're obviously a citizen here, especially in Davidson County, that's your number one question.
No question. No question about it. How much is Amy Adams Strunk willing to put up? Amy Adams Strunk, that family is not, they're just billionaires. They're just billionaires. They're not super duper billionaires, but really, like, she's not as flush as the Cronkies of the world. So I don't know. I would guess that you're talking, I mean, if they were going to do the renovation and you were counting on $600 million, there was no real talk about. I expected that to be her money.
Yep.
So is it that? Is it $600 and then, hey, can we get another $600 from wherever? You know, I don't know what it is, but it's going to be the core issue here, of course. And I understand anyone who's like, wait a minute, I don't want to. Now, you're going to have people say, okay, you don't want to do this, but let's look at this, and what it means, the economic impact. But still, someone's going to, you're talking about a taxpayer, someone who doesn't care about any of this stuff or sports, it's a hard sell these days. So That's going to be the core discussion here. And I don't know exactly how it's going to break down. You know, the Nashville SC arrangement was kind of creative and is basically like the club paying back, right?
Yeah.
Over time. I mean, there's different ways you can do things like this. So that's going to be the bottom line here.
Ryan in Nashville texting in says, the next big NHL event Nashville should host would be the NHL Awards. I agree, but you're not going to need a new stadium for that one.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that
now.
You
can host the NHL Awards in like the Omni Hotel. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 20 hotels you could do that in right now. But it's a good, nice event. I mean,
you
the AFCA, the AFCA, and that's the thing actually with the NFL Combine. Maybe they do it out in Opryland. I'm thinking Music City Center, but they could do it, like the AFCA, the football coaches, college football coaches, yeah, and all that stuff. That's been here. At Opryland, it works out well.
How do you think this could factor into the MLB part of this? Because if you're building a new stadium for the Titans, obviously depending on the cost, you know, a lot of people are looking down the road already of, okay, well, is Nashville ever going to get an MLB team? And if they do, what's the money going to look like to build that? I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this. You know, if the Titans aren't paying the full cost and there's at least some tax burden on Davidson County residents here, it's tough for me to imagine them saying, yeah, you know what? Just go ahead and build that MLB stadium too. Just keep piling on there. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's difficult to see that happening.
Well, some people have mentioned, okay, so now this stadium can be the baseball stadium too. That, you just forget about that.
That's not going to happen.
That's not it. It's not happening. Doesn't happen anymore. Shouldn't happen.
Also,
happen.
You'd be talking about like a 60,000-seat baseball stadium. Good luck with that.
I mean, maybe a little less. But, yeah, I mean, baseball stadium should be about 35,000, 40,000 now.
Max.
Yeah. So, no. And but, look, that to me is like, okay, if you want to do that here, you got all the money for that, right?
Yeah.
That's just a separate situation that, again, to me continues to be tell me who, you know, the best bet is a franchise moving here. Yep. And then again, hope they got the money to build their own stadium.
Yeah.
Or, okay, maybe it's in Williamson County.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in Antioch. Maybe it's in Franklin. I don't know. But that's a totally separate thing.
The Crossville A's put it out in Crossville. Shout out to Crossville.
What about what? You know, no love for Hendersonville?
Yeah, traffic's bad enough. They don't need anything else in Hendersonville.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I understand what this will do for the state and the city, but what will it do for the Titans? Will it improve their game and ability to win? I don't want the city to dump money into a stadium that will primarily be for the Titans if they will not improve. This is coming from a texter on the text line. Well, they got to do something. I mean, they're dumping money in either way.
Yeah.
They're either renovating the stadium
right, or
they're building a new one.
But to the question of, like, is this going to – I mean, it's – no, not really. I mean, you're in the NFL.
It's not going to have much impact on the field.
It's not going to have much impact on the field. Who's choosing your players? Who's coaching your players? Who are your players? It's in the same system in the NFL, which is built for parity. That's why you have a draft, and that's why you have a salary cap. So,
I mean, the Cowboys got a new stadium. Raiders got a new stadium.
It's been amazing.
They done a whole lot of winning.
The Rams did.
Rams won
got SoFi.
Yeah, they did.
They won it all in
SoFi. Maybe
it's
a new trend.
That's right. So the Cardinals are going to win in their home stadium next year. As soon as the Titans get the new stadium, just
Vikings
count on
winning
that.
Left and right in their new stadium.
Always got to take shots at the Vikings.
Yes,
you?
I do. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Join the Nashville Super Speedway and 1025 The Game for the official NASCAR Daytona 500 watch party this Sunday at 3rd and Home at 919 3rd Avenue North. Starting at 1 o'clock, NASCAR fans and sports fans alike are encouraged to come out and join in on the fun while enjoying a full menu of food and drinks at 3rd and Home. Those in attendance can take the opportunity to purchase tickets for this summer's NASCAR Tripleheader weekend, and they'll have a chance to win great prizes courtesy of 1025 The Game and Nashville Super Speedway, Music City's home for NASCAR Cup racing. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Call Your Shot Friday coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll take your called shots now on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Grigsby texting in says, how long before Jared says that this stadium talk is all to get Aaron Rodgers here, or this is a play by Amy Adams Strunk to move the team due to her ego? Hashtag save Caroline. This coming from Grigsby on the text line.
The hashtag save Caroline is a wonderful touch.
It is. That. It's good stuff.
It's like save Ferris.
Yes. It's all about Rodgers. Get him in here. Build the new stadium. Aaron, we know that you're building maybe a house.
Maybe.
We'll build a stadium with you.
I mean, do we know for sure that Aaron Rodgers wasn't building because he knew this was coming? I don't know that for sure.
I don't know it for sure.
Maybe we'll check out the land. Maybe he is building the new stadium, guys.
Maybe he's the one. He's hired the construction company.
Maybe the new stadium is going to be in Franklin.
Maybe, but we may have connected the dots.
Uh-huh.
Does that qualify as tampering? Maybe Adam Strunk is. Aaron, come down here and buy this piece of property. We'll build a stadium on it.
Oh, maybe he tampered.
Maybe so.
He's allowed to tamper.
Yes.
Hashtag save Caroline.
Oh,
that's a new one.
Nice
stuff, Grigsby. We're going to have to use that a lot now.
Yeah, that was good. Way to go, Grigsby. Ryan in Nashville texting in says, depending on how the stadium series goes, a new stadium would be a huge eye for the Preds to host a Winter Classic, along with a chance for Nashville to also host a Super Bowl as well. I think the Super Bowl part is for sure. The Winter Classic, probably not happening.
Yeah, that's...
Well, it's number one, if it's a dome, that's an indoor game. So you got to have an outdoor game to have the Winter Classic. Now, you could do, you know, retractable roof, I guess, but... The January 1st Winter Classic is not happening. They just, you know, logistically, you can't do it. There's the Music City Bowl. The Titans are still playing. Like, you need time to set these things up.
Right.
And it's not happening.
You're able to do it at the Cotton Bowl.
Right, because nobody's playing.
Yeah, because you had the, for example, yeah.
Well, that's why you're doing it now on February the 26th, because there's now ample time to set up for this game.
Yeah. So the Super Bowl, in fact, and since we're doing Call Your Shot next segment anyway, like, that is my called shot. That's one of my called shots. I've said it earlier, but Super Bowl will happen regardless of whether it's an indoor or outdoor stadium. If they build a new stadium, Nashville will get a Super Bowl, period.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I'm not as sure about it as I think you are. The outdoor part of it scares me.
The NFL rewards,
I know,
teams that invest in new stadiums. And it's not, I mean... Nah, I don't have any doubt about it. Yeah, it won't be.
You're rolling dice. I mean, it could be, yeah. It could be 70 here for Super Bowl Sunday.
Could
be 20.
So the Packers, who just had it played in a packed stadium in front of 2 degrees to get to the Super Bowl, why can't they play in 42 degrees?
I'm not saying they couldn't do it. Nah. I'm just saying the NFL likes their Super Bowl to be in warm weather.
Yeah, they can suck it up. Again,
except apparently when it's in New York.
Exactly, because they build a new stadium.
I got a texture that says, guys, here's why I could see taxpayers footing the bill for a new football stadium, but not baseball. A football stadium brings non-Titans money to Nashville's economy, the Super Bowl, the Final Four, concerts, etc. An MLB stadium does none of that. When was the last time you saw the World Series played outside of one of the participants' home fields, or the CMAs, or the Final Four, or a World Cup qualifier? An MLB stadium is too purpose-specific, and NFL one is not. One brings money to the city, one only benefits the team.
Well,
that's a good point.
It is. It's definitely a good point on the versatility of what the stadium could be. And we've talked a lot today about all the things that could happen. The only thing I would say to you is, when you have 81 home games, you bring money to the city.
Yeah.
But to your point, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a baseball place. I suppose a place like that could work well for concerts, you know, certain concerts. It might actually be better than like a bigger football stadium, but... for example, like in Detroit, Comerica hosts quite a few concerts at the baseball stadium. It's kind of like, you know, whatever, 38,000 is kind of like better, you know, than 60.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I agree.
I got a texture that says, before you get a new stadium, fix the interstates. It's a reason why it's called Crashville. It's coming from an unnamed texter. Crashville.
I have never heard that before.
I haven't either. I will say there's some... there's some pretty nice potholes out there on Briley Parkway. Some good stuff.
No, the potholes, and that's I've never seen that before, but they're bad. It tells you what the winter has been.
Yeah.
That's some flashbacks for me. Ooh, potholes.
Got me a nice flat tire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
I'm just struggling with my car here in Nashville, guys.
Did anybody ever answer you, by the way, your call yesterday?
Oh, yeah. April 2nd.
Oh, good.
When I can get my car in.
Good.
It's going to take 3 weeks.
Oh, good. So I have some time to
warm up. So you've got time. Joe, we're not even going to have to do the car wash till the spring. Don't you worry.
It'll be July. Joe's out there washing the car.
I get out there, suds it up.
That's right. Dennis on the text line says, the house that Rogers built in terms of the stadium. Says if they build it, it should have Coliseum in the name, and the aesthetic should match the Parthenon. No Flight of the Navigator spaceship-looking stadium. So match the...
I mean, there's already a Parthenon here.
Yeah, match the aesthetic with the Parthenon.
Go with that theme.
Really go Coliseum. Go all in on Coliseum.
So what would be like the... What would be the sponsor for the Coliseum? Is there like a Greek yogurt?
You just kicking Nissan out?
Well, hey, if Nissan wants it, that's fine. But to me, you know, you want some bidding on this, and if you can get some other sponsor,
yeah,
that goes with the theme,
yeah.
I don't know, Nissan, step up.
Mark from Clarksville texting in said, new stadium would have to have the stadium app that allows fans to order food and have it delivered right to your seat. An interactive game zone, maybe even an NFL combine area for fans. I am interested, like, if the new stadium comes, what do the new amenities look like? Because you've got to think differently in 2022, 2025, whenever you're building this thing, than you did back in 1999.
Yeah. I go back again to Comerica in Detroit.
Love Comerica.
Well, I actually don't. I love Tiger Stadium. I mean, I was like, I'll never go to that new crap hole because I love Tiger Stadium. But I lied and I went a lot. And they have Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Ferris wheel for the kids, stuff like that. I don't know how much that really...
Put a roller coaster out.
It's one of those things where, like,
you
go...
You already got half a fake roller coaster anyway out, that piece of art that's out by Nissan Stadium. Just get a real roller coaster.
There you go.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It would be.
Just keep building on that.
Heidi from Dixon texting in says, so far, so good today, Joey. Guess you haven't made any mistakes for Heidi today to this point.
Well, I'm still waiting for Heidi to tell me how she makes money.
May not be able to tell you over the phone.
Didn't Heidi say yesterday, I'm independently wealthy?
And yes.
And I left school in fourth grade. Yeah. I mean, tell me how, Heidi.
And that was sarcasm. That was a little dramatic.
Okay, so maybe I exaggerated a little bit.
I'm just looking out for Heidi.
I shouldn't do this, but...
Oh, boy.
I'm scared.
But Katie calls me Exaggerex Road.
Exaggerex Road.
There we go.
That's good stuff. We got something on the text line. I saw it a second ago. I got to find it again. But there's a nice name for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Involving our favorite band, CCR. I'll find it again here in a second.
Credence Rexwater Revival.
Clearwater Rexvival.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Nice.
Rexvival. That's what we do here on the program every day. When we come back, it is time for Call Your Shot Friday. We'll take your bold predictions in the world of sports on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Everything on the table. Preds in action this weekend, little NFL free agency, maybe quarterback movement. Take it any way you want to take it. Just do it on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your bold predictions in the world of sports on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. Joe Rexrode, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
Well, let's see.
I know mine wasn't very good.
Well, we'll start with Michelle. Vanderbilt will beat UT by 10 points, and Pippen will have 10 and 10. Pippen had more than that, or at least more points, but Tennessee won. Ben Simmons triple-double in his first game with the Nets. 10-10-10.
Didn't play.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Oh, technically, yeah.
That's still going. Okay. When is that happening, by the way?
Who the heck knows?
Yeah, why is he not playing?
I don't know. Von Miller, three sacks.
Take some time to get in shape from not playing before?
Well, I mean, I guess. Game shape. Like,
jeez.
I don't know, man. Von Miller,
three sacks. What a joke.
Easy. Those Nets are about to beat your Heat for the Eastern Conference crown.
You took the field, Joe, the other day.
He's just getting after me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with Robbie. Von Miller, three sacks, the first half of Super Bowl. No. First throw of the game, Eli Apple tips a Stanford pass to Mike Hilton for a pick six. I like the creativity, but no, that didn't happen either. That would have been an incredible called shot if you got that one.
Would have been.
Robbie, Vols win by 15 Saturday. Ziegler shoots 80% or better. Neither happened, but they did win, so you were closer. Preds win by 4 against Winnipeg, lost by 3.
It was looking good for a minute.
That's true. When it was 2-0, they were dominating. Joe Mixon, a 40-plus yard TD, didn't happen. Jalen Ramsey, 3 penalties. He did have some miscues. Joe Burrow, 343 exactly. I don't even know. He was 2-something.
Yeah, he wasn't 343.
I had Vanderbilt will win Saturday at Tennessee. Liam Robbins will score in double figures. Did not happen. Von Miller and Aaron Donald will have some combination of 5 sacks. That also didn't happen. Odell Beckham Jr. will score 2 touchdowns, and, man, I think that may have happened. But it didn't happen because Odell got hurt. By the way, have we heard any specifics on Odell's injury?
I have not.
Pretty sure it's an ACL. Same
knee. Pretty sure? ESPN. Like, is, yeah, it got reported? Nick's, okay, all right.
That's, we believe you.
That sucks. And I had Tomasino will score a goal against the Jets. He didn't, so, yeah. We came up empty, as usual.
That's typically what happens.
Mostly empty. That's why you're calling shots.
That's right. Michelle Knezvik, would you like to kick us off this week with your called shots of the week?
I would love to, and a lot of mine are college basketball and NBA.
I'm sure they are.
Okay. Rutgers will win the Big Ten.
Ooh.
Little
big Rutgers fan.
They've been rolling. I was telling Joe yesterday. Okay, we got the NBA All-Star break, or All-Star weekend coming up. Team LeBron versus Team KD. LeBron's team is favored by 6. I'm going to say they win by 20.
Wow. 20 in an All-Star game. That's impressive.
Hey, we're going point spread in an All-Star game. I love it.
Yes.
I like it.
Arkansas beats UT. Game's tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
You want it so badly.
15 or more. 15 or more.
You want it so badly.
The tears of Kentucky fans are just
so
amazing.
Bad. Yep. Also, I should post on Twitter. I've got a beautiful Kentucky alumni sweatshirt on this morning that Robbie Stanley loves. Okay. Aaron Rodgers announces he will stay with the Packers on the Pat McAfee show this Tuesday.
This Tuesday. Okay. I like it.
I like that one.
And two more quickly. Sorry, I have like a million today. Alabama doesn't make 1 3-pointer against Kentucky this weekend.
No threes for a team that shoots like 50 threes.
They'll lose 120 to nothing.
And for the NBA, Memphis wins the West, Bulls win the East.
Wow. Okay.
None of these superstar teams. Those are the two teams.
The Grizz are like 9 games back right now, the Suns. That'd be impressive.
You're calling Memphis Bulls finals.
Yep.
Okay. Well, remember that one. I will remember that one.
That'd be a heck of a final.
Yeah, that would be.
Joe Rexroad, your called shots of the week.
All right, I'm going to, like I said, I'll repeat it. If the Titans are going to build a new stadium, I think, one way or the other. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like or the financing or anything, but they will get a Super Bowl because they build a new stadium, period. They need the roof for the Final Four and these other things. They will get a Super Bowl if they build a new stadium. So remember that one. The Preds will win one of the two games against Carolina or Florida. If you want me to get more specific, go Luke Cunningham, game winner against the Panthers.
Okay.
Tennessee Lady Vols will lose by more than 25 Sunday at South Carolina. Sorry to say that.
Yes.
Jordan Horson went down last night. Do not have specifics yet.
It's not good.
Aircast getting an X-ray. She is their best player, period. And, I mean, look, South Carolina is, I think, going to win it all this year already. Game day is going to be there, which is awesome. Tennessee lost their, really played very poorly last night, losing at Alabama. And then late in the game, they lose Jordan Horston. So it could be going really the wrong direction in what's been a terrific season. Tennessee men's basketball will win, Michelle, at Arkansas in a very close game. And Josiah James this time hits the winning basket after missing that shot at Texas. And finally, okay. I know you badly want him to lose. You badly want him to lose.
Yeah, lots of hoping going on over there. Her team can't do it, so somebody else has to.
Well, we did it a month ago by 28.
We don't need your ancient history. Rick Barnes 9-7 against John Calipari. My God, yeah.
Rick Barnes 0 national championships.
Oh, look at yeah, but how do you explain this 9-7 against your guy? 9-7.
Kentucky just has more NBA players, so that's
yeah.
Okay, this is good.
Which makes it even worse.
Yeah. I get so frazzled because I get so heated.
All right, my last one is Vanderbilt. We'll beat Texas A&M and get 15 points from Liam Robbins. Liam Robbins is becoming my like Anthony Firkser of basketball season.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
Every week I'm going to say he's going to. But he went and dunked on Walker Kessler the other day. Hit a three. It's starting to open up for him.
All right. I'll start with this one, and I want to have a disclaimer on this one to make it known that I am not reporting anything. I don't have any inside information on this. This is simply a prediction for Call Your Shot Friday and nothing more. I predict Philip Forsberg signs a contract with the Predators next week. Contract gets done, gets announced next week.
Makes
so
sense.
Philip Forsberg signs a contract extension with the Nashville Predators. So next week he will have a Pekka-Rinne jersey retirement, an outdoor hockey game, and Philip Forsberg signing a contract. That's a prediction. Again, I'm not reporting anything. Don't know anything. Just a prediction.
Okay. And earlier this week you said 8 years for...
$68 million. 8 years, $68 million.
Sticking with eight for 68.
I'm sticking with eight for 68.
Okay.
I say Tennessee loses to Arkansas by five tomorrow. I think you have kind of an emotional letdown. I like the way that they're playing. That's a tough place to play on the road.
Yep.
I think they lose by five to Arkansas. The Preds will win tonight in Carolina on a goal by Tanner Jeannot in the third period. Tanner Jeannot with the game-winning goal tonight in the third period for the Predators. And I'm going to have a preemptive call shot for next Thursday's game. Going to be a lot of emotion in the building with Pekka-Rinne coming in there. I think the Predators house the Stars at night. I think they win by three. Preds win by three against the Stars next Thursday night. So those are my call shots of the week. Lots of Preds call shots there. I just noticed.
I'm gonna add one. The Preds are going to lose Pekka-Rinne tonight.
Wow. Maybe too much emotion?
Yep. Downer.
We've seen that work.
Look at the Michelle.
Yeah, I know.
Preds are going to win in a shootout on Pekka-Rinne night.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we all have shots on
there
that.
There you go.
All right.
Heidi from Dixon texting in says, called shot. The Titans bring back everyone expensive except Saffold, Jenkins, and Cunningham. We trade back, get more picks in the draft, and sign a legit tight end. The Titans are better next year by far, assuming our injuries return to normal levels. So the Heidi predicting big season next year for the Titans.
I think a lot of those moves, Heidi, make sense. And then there's some optimism in there. But you could be right.
Yeah. Mark from Clarksville texting in. Called shots this week are Jalen Green wins the dunk contest. Patty Mills will win the three-point contest. And Team LeBron will win with Curry winning MVP. Three top 10 teams will lose in college basketball this weekend. But Tennessee wins by double digits. So three top 10 teams going down this weekend.
Who is that?
Mark in Clarksville.
Mark in Clarksville. Apparently Mark in Clarksville wants more hoops talk. Just saying.
Hey.
Hoops. I like Mark
Hoops
shots.
Fan.
I'm saying. Caleb texting in says, new stadium gets built and the Titans play in the Super Bowl in their own stadium. We talking immediately, Caleb, or are we talking eventually? We going.
I'm taking that as immediately.
I'm taking that as a
SoFi, although I know this isn't the. Yeah, this is the first year of SoFi. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they've been playing in that little soccer stadium.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kyle texting in says, this is Kyle, and my called shot is Pekka will be the first ever player to have his jersey retired in Preds history. Thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate it, Kyle.
I'll call that one, too.
Does that one qualify? got a text that says, called shot, Vandy throws a no-hitter this weekend in the opening series.
Yes, you know, it is
college
opening.
Baseball coming back
it's
in there.
That's right. It's college baseball opening day, folks. Never ready for that in February.
No,
never.
Too cold.
Remotely ready for that in February, personally.
Chris texting in says, one all-star team will make it to 200 points, and the game total will be more than 350. Coming up from Chris, I guess, in the NBA All-Star game.
The over-under is 320.
Somebody hits 200 in the game.
I like all the NBA All-Star game stuff.
Do you guys like the All-Star game? I love the NBA All-Star game.
I used to absolutely live and die for the NBA All-Star game. Like, my favorite athlete of all time used to dominate it and be the most fun player to watch on the floor. Way more fun than some people who people thought were better than him. But that was a long time ago. I still like it.
There's not an All-Star game that I like.
Really?
I can somewhat tolerate MLB because they're actually playing the game. But when you watch people just kind of sitting there like this on defense, I can't do it. I know some people can. I can't do it.
No, just an offensive.
Yeah. I mean, the things that they do best, they still do. That's why I like it. I mean, yes, you're right. They don't play D. But at least, like, they're astoundingly good at what they do, and we get to see that. Versus football is, like, you know.
Just terrible.
We don't need to revisit how bad the Pro Bowl is.
I mean, we can if you want to.
I mean, it's bad.
Just get back in there.
New stadium, Pro Bowl here.
That's right. Well, good do. Maybe have Pro Bowl at some point. Didn't bring that up in our big events.
That's right. That's the centerpiece of everything here.
Yes, it is. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.